Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was performed by Boris Witzenfeld.
In October 2009.
Where the theme was now or never.
There comes a moment in a relationship of realization. And tonight, I'm going to tell you my moment of realization when I realize it was time to walk away from this girl. Now or never. See, it wasn't the moment that she wrote off my mum's car. See, it wasn't even the moment where she got a raw chicken carcass and threw it at my head when we had a house full of guests. Do you know what? It wasn't even the moment when she made me suffer the indignity of having to sit down when I pissed. Do you know what? It wasn't even the moment when we were going through Swiss customs and she screamed at me and the customs guard grabbed me, searched me, questioned me for half an hour and nearly rubber glove searched me. It wasn't that. I'll tell you about the moment, but first I'll tell you about her. She was called Emily. It derives from the Latin Amelia, which derives from another Latin word, Aemilius, which means rival. See, this is kind of weird because in a way, I think that's how she viewed herself, as my rival. See, we had a moment where we both applied to work on the same project. I got in and she didn't. That didn't sit very well. After that, I found a series of cartoons that she had drawn of me with her beheading me in various and differing ways. Which at the time I kind of thought, oh, that's sort of kooky and funny. But later I realised kooky and funny was a euphemism for mental health issues. See, she was and still is, unless she's dead, a German-Australian. And that, my friends, is a bad combination. That meant that she had the gregarious charisma associated with Antipodeans and the relentless efficiency associated with Germans. She actually used to refer to me in company as her Jew to torture. I know. I mean, we knew we were different from each other, okay? Because months before, Emily and I had an argument about what were our most precious possessions. And for me, I said it was my DVD collection. I'm really into film. I built up a collection over years. And she said that that was childish. And for her, it was a red Issey Miyake dress. See, I don't know whether a DVD collection or a dress is more childish. But I do know it's kind of childish to belittle something that means a lot to somebody else. That's the way I look at it. See, one night I was out with my friend Owen. He'd been my friend for like a long time, 5-6 years. I've seen him cry, he's seen me cry, and not in an end of the film kind of way. I was there for him when Jenny Nine Fingers dumped him. I won't tell you why she's called Jenny Nine Fingers, we won't go there. He knew, you see, he knew how bad things were with Emily and me, and he took me to the 80s bar, and we were dancing, and we were drinking our special drink, which is orange WKD mixed with blue WKD, a drink we coined the phrase of special sludge. And we had a little dance routine that we worked out to Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Relax. Yeah, it was cool. And the song had just finished. And I got a call from Emily insisting that she join us, which was like, oh, the last thing. So she arrived, and to say it was frosty would be understating things somewhat. And I knew I couldn't just get rid of Emily. So I came up with the most stupid idea in the history of stupid ideas. I decided I'd get kicked out the bar. Now, that's not as easy as it sounds. You know, this was quite an edgy bar in Liverpool. I'd seen someone punch another man in the face and just get a kind of, you know, chill out. So I thought, oh, how am I going to do this? This was my deranged idea, all right? It was pretty, yeah. I decided I was going to grope a bouncer. Now, drunk as I was at this point, I approached with some trepidation the bouncer's rotund arse. And I felt like, do you know what? Fuck it. If I'm getting kicked out of here, I'm getting kicked out of here with defiance, not a whimper. So I took a breath, went like this, cut my hand and did a double-handed scoop of his ass. And he turned around and there was kind of a look of shock and almost a little bit of vulnerability on his face. Like I'd actually emotionally wounded the guy. I stood there kind of not knowing what to do, and Owen had seen this. I hadn't told Owen I was going to do this. He just cupped his hand and was like, oh no. And the bouncer looked at me. He said one word. Out! And he dragged, put my hands behind my back and literally just threw me out the club. So Owen followed from a safe distance, and Emily was nowhere to be seen. Cha-ching! Or so I thought. So we went to the next bar, ordered more special sludge. Come on. And then I got the call that I knew would come. In the history of phone calls, this is the call that's emblazoned on my mind to this very day. She said, where are you? I said, I'm in O'Neill's, the Irish bar. She said she was back at our flat. I said, I'm really sorry. I got kicked out of the bar. I sent Owen back in to find you. He couldn't see you. She said the words I will never forget. She said, for every minute that you are not home, I'm going to cut up one of your DVDs. I kind of like, oh, don't be daft, I'll be home soon. But she was serious, I could tell. I said to Owen, I have to go. Emily's going to cut up my DVDs. He said, just go, go. He knew how much they meant. So it was 2 a.m, Liverpool town centre, and it was chucking out time. The whole place was rammed. So I ran and ran and ran to the taxi rank, and there was a massive queue. And I spoke to the guy at the front of the queue and explained the situation. I was like, mate, please, can I take your taxi? I'll give you 20 quid if you let me take the taxi. And he understood and went, mate, just take the taxi. Don't worry about the money. Which I thought was nice. And as quick as a taxi driver drove, it took me 36 minutes to get home. I know this partly because of my watch and partly because when I arrived home, I found 36 DVDs cut and scattered on the front room floor. And as I looked down, I realised that each DVD had been cut precisely into 6 pieces, every one. I even laughed at the relentless efficiency for a tiny moment. And I was really angry. I was sad. And I knew that anyone who could do something like that was not the person I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. So this was the moment. This was the moment that I knew it was now or never. Either leave or accept anything that she did, you know? I don't know what was worse, the fact that she cut up the DVDs or the fact that I wanted to get away from her so much I groped a bouncer's arse. See, then I looked to her Issey Miyake dress. And honestly, I seriously considered cutting it up. And I'm glad for me that I didn't. I just left her. We never said it was over, because some things just don't need to be said. So I guess, in the end, my second now or never moment was when I had the chance to cut up her dress, and I didn't. Now, I didn't have an ending to this story until today, seriously. And someone sent me a thing on Facebook with a photo of her, right? And let's just say that she won't be wearing that Issey Miyake dress anymore. Thanks, guys. See you later.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates.
With audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.